Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Baraja from DrinkIt_Jordana, here to speak about part two of That's a Wrap. We're wrapping up the Jewish calendar year. We're mid of right now, and then we have the month of Elul, and then it's the new year. And there's so much I want to talk about this week. I want to touch on a few things. I want to talk about what's happening tomorrow. I want to talk about the Parsha, and I want to talk about the Haftorah. So the first thing I want to talk about is what is happening tomorrow. Tomorrow is the famous Tu B'Av. That is what tomorrow is. Very, very famous day, Tu B'Av. According to our sages, Tu B'Av was one of the most celebrated days of the Jewish year. Can you imagine? Like, we don't even know about it so much, and it was considered one of the most celebrated days. I find that fascinating sometimes when that happens. Also, they discuss that women would borrow white dresses and go out into the fields, and once there were eligible bachelors, they would come and choose their prospective wife. So a question that we can ask is, why was it customary for them to borrow dresses on Tu B'Av? So even if a woman was from a wealthy family and she had the loveliest of dresses at her disposal, she would make a point to borrow from somebody else. It's really amazing. This way, if her neighbor didn't have a dress of her own, she wouldn't feel embarrassed to ask to borrow one. Everyone was doing the same thing. It was like the equalizer. And also, that specific tradition protected everyone's dignity in another way. It ensured that bachelors wouldn't know if their prospective wife came from a well-to-do family. The men knew that all the women were wearing borrowed clothing, so the appearance couldn't be used to distinguish between a wealthy family and a poor family. And ultimately, without any way to identify the women before them, the men would have to focus on what counted, on a woman's substance and her character. And that's such a beautiful thought in reference to tomorrow, Tu B'Av, really emphasizing, you know, so many times we talk about modesty and the importance of dress, that it's meant to help highlight more of what truly is it the essence of a person. And here in this custom, they were trying to do the same thing for women, that everybody would borrow, everybody would feel like they're on the same playing field. And hopefully the focus was no longer on what one was wearing, but rather who the person truly is. And I think in a way that leads us into our weekend name of Shabbat Nachamu. Because Nachamu talks about Nechama, which talks about consoling, which is making somebody feel more at ease. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Navi, when it says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, and it says it twice, and, you know, quite often when something is said twice, it's there for emphasis. But there's also another reason why sometimes things are said twice, because the words are there to emphasize different time periods. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Nachamu, be consoled, be at ease now, and also in the future. You know, I like to say, and I love this thought that I learned when I was very young, about why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had repeated people's names in the Torah. He says, Avram, Avraham. He says, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. And it's not just a matter of love and endearment. It's going one step further. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying your name and calling to who you are now, and then he's supporting you and letting you know who you could be. It's like a tremendous amount of support. That's a form of showing love and affection, that you are supporting another human being. And so here, when we have Nachamu, Nachamu, it's a theme of support, that be at ease now and understand, just as I am with you now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting us know he will always be with us. Whatever come what may, he is always going to be there to support us through what we're going through. Which then is an interesting tie-in for this week's Torah portion of Parshat Va'etchanan. As we all know, Parshat Va'etchanan stems from the actual plea of Moshe Rabbeinu is begging in the beginning. He prays to be allowed to enter the land of Israel. He's beseeching. And we do know that his beseech, his prayer is not answered in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu obviously would like. He doesn't get to see the land, but yet he knows Hashem's with him. That's where the Nachamu comes in. And it's so powerful. Moshe Rabbeinu reminds us that we must always be thankful for what we have. Life is life, and there's always something to pray for. But these concerns should not prevent us from praising Hashem. He still understands that Hashem is there to support him. He understands the goodness. And he complains for things that are difficult. But he praises Hashem in the process because he knows that Hashem will always be there to help him. And that's the comforting aspect that comes out within this week's Torah portion. So it's so nice that you see that through this practice of Tu B'Av, this comfort, this consoling that we're trying to give to the soon-to-be bride, that don't worry, we're not focused on your status, we're focused on who you are as a person and your character. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm here for you, here and now, and also in the future. And that even when someone like Moshe Rabbeinu is davening and davening and davening, I want to go in, and okay, even Moshe doesn't always get exactly what he's asking for, but it doesn't hinder him or stop him from praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understanding that everything's in Hashem's hands and Hashem is always there to support him. And one last thought, and I think this is ties it all together, in that in this week's Torah portion, it discusses the mitzvah of Shema. And Shema is really at the foundation of Judaism. I mean, everyone and anyone knows it. You know, what prayer do you know? You know the Shema. You know the Shema. And Shema literally means listen. And that's the theme that we're all meant to have as Jewish people, as human beings. God is letting us know at our core, at our foundation. What will bring us more comfort is if we take pause, if we take moments, and we listen. But not just listening, are we hearing where someone's coming from? Do we hear the words that they're using? Can we understand our fellow man? Because through the power and the tool of listening and hearing, that will bring us the ultimate comfort, which is really Nachamu, Nachamu. So I hope you enjoyed all these different themes that I've tied in and helping us wrap up a year together, which is, that's a wrap for episode 2. And again, if there's somebody that would like to sponsor one of these classes, please go ahead. And thank you so much. Somebody had reached out all the way from Israel and gave some wonderful feedback. So feel free to follow me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. You can reach out at my email address at jbarachov@gmail.com. Always willing and open to hear any constructive criticism, compliments, feedback, feed forward, whatever you want to call it, and have a great Nachamu Shabbos.